With cars mostly gone from the streets and businesses closed, everything is a little quieter these days. Like this intersection. That quiet street? It's Times Square in New York City. Artist Stuart Foulkes has been collecting the sounds of lockdown from all over the globe. He runs a project called Cities in Memory. He joins us from Oxford, England. Stuart, your project started actually long before lockdown. You've been collecting sounds from all over the world for years. What has been the biggest change since lockdown started?
For us, it's been, I think, being able to use a network of people around the world to collect these sounds, because normally the recordist is the one that's out there kind of tramping boots on the ground and getting the recordings themselves. For me, it's been really exciting to wake up every morning, check my emails and see that, you know, maybe I've got a sound coming in from India or Australia or Argentina, and all of these people are kind of connecting, not just through the sounds, but also through the kind of the stories that are behind those sounds, which we're also asking people to tell us.
Yeah, one thing that comes through in a lot of the sounds you've collected are the sounds of nature, and sometimes in places you would not expect nature to be, like in the city of Thessaloniki in Greece. You can hear owl calls. I know some people might think that sounds like a truck backing up very slowly. That's a Scops owl, to be precise. What did you think that was, Stuart, when you first heard it?
Like you, I thought it was a house alarm or something like that, but there are loads of sounds coming through like that. So there's another great one from London, for example, which is the sound of bees in the cherry blossom, kind of on a main street in London. And normally, you know, bees, the drone of bees operates at a similar frequency level to the frequency level of cars or engines. So you would never be able to hear it normally. But because there's no traffic, all of a sudden you can hear swarms of bees wherever they happen to be in urban spaces too.
That's incredible. Since people are spending more time alone, are you starting to form mental snapshots of like little small intimate moments in people's homes?
There's a lovely recording called Stories for Socially Distanced Children, which is a lady reading out chapters of The Big Friendly Giant by Roald Dahl in Flemish. So she's been recording chapters of children's books and emailing them over to her godchildren and to her relatives, so she can kind of entertain the kids and still be part of the family, even though she can't see them at the moment. And I think that kind of thing is going on all over the world, whether it's, you know, Zoom calls or Skype calls, or whether it's, you know, people sending recordings of stories and things like that. People are finding really innovative ways of keeping in touch with their families, and that's nice to hear.
We actually have the sound of that woman reading The Big Friendly Giant. Let's hear that.
De GVR. De reus tilde de bevende Sophie met één hand op, droeg haar de grot door en zette haar op de tafel.
And what about you? What have you been hearing around your own neighborhood that you didn't notice before?
So I heard some great stuff just last night, actually, as we're allowed out once a day here in the UK for one form of exercise. And I live quite close to the city centre in Oxford. So I headed up to Oxford to where the famous Bodleian Library is. It's part of Oxford University. And normally that's quite next to a main road, and it's usually full of people. It was deathly silent last night. And you can hear this kind of drone coming out the side of this famous old building. And what you realize it is the air conditioning that's being used to keep all of these ancient leather-bound tomes kind of safe and intact, these hundreds of years old books. The air conditioning actually pumps out the smell of old books.
Wow.
So if you close your eyes, it's almost like you're inside the library, because this vent is blowing the smell of old books all over you. It's an amazing experience.
Stuart Foulkes is a sound artist who runs the Cities in Memory online sound archive. Great to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.